now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Quick update from Stroudsburg. The suspect there yelling Allahu Akbar before opening fire at that Christmas market. That's now been confirmed. And you wonder if that has something to do with the ISIS promising holiday surprises and attacks. We'll keep an eye on that. My next guest here, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, working hard in the tail end of the 115th Congress. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you.
A lot of things going on. One of the things I want to touch on is in the Me Too movement, a lot of folks in Congress, millions of dollars paid out to, I don't know, to satisfy claims of sexual harassment and so forth, but that's not going to be the case going forward, I understand. Congress is going to make members, if you're accused and you need to make a deal and pay somebody off or pony up, it's not going to be on the taxpayer's bill anymore, correct?
As it should be.
And well, as it should be. Right. And my question to you is, are we ever going to see the list of those that got paid?
List of those that have paid off already?
Yes.
You know, I assume that ultimately we will. The issue goes on right now and following the course of agreements that have been made. And unlike what is going on with President Trump right now, where people have made deals, had agreements, but have reneged on those agreements, the same may take place here, ultimately, but it is an issue of law and what the agreement was, including when the Congress did have dollars that was used to pay off, and most of us didn't even know that until it came out with a few of our colleagues in recent months that was taking place. So I guess it comes down to the legal standing that's there and the agreements that were made, but I assume it won't be too long before some of those names are put out.
Yeah. So just, but I want to make sure I'm clear on something here. $25, $30 million, whatever it is, paid out on behalf of members of Congress accused of you know, bad behavior in a variety of ways. You've got other people that, you know, use their campaign dollars, like John Edwards, to pay off his mistress. And yet, they would have you believe, they being the Mueller investigation and those on the left, that somehow Donald Trump paying off an alleged affair, people that he had affairs with allegedly, paying them off with private money, private transactions, somehow that's a criminal act. And yet members of Congress had their messes tidied up with taxpayer dollars. That's legal. John Edwards could take $1 million from his actual campaign and pay off a mistress. Apparently that's legal. And do you see the problem that I have here? It's all of these double standards. It really irritates people. I'm one of those people that are irritated by these double standards. Your thoughts?
No, I agree with you. And that's what all is coming to light right now. And, of course, it's being done, started with the Mueller investigation, which has not found any Russian collusion, but now is waltzed over into all sorts of other areas that were never part of the plan for this special investigation. And that's what's frustrating. But, again, This has been a 2-year effort to defeat the president, even though it wasn't done in the ballot box. And I think we'll see more of that. But the hypocrisy reigns here. I'm not justifying things that have gone on in the past, and certainly what's going on here with members of Congress that's come to light in recent days also. But the hypocrisy that reigns because of political ramifications is challenge that we face here.
All right, so the other things going on here, I want to look at the Farm Bill, obviously a big undertaking. There's an entire website dedicated to Farm Bill. Tell me how you voted, what's in it, why do I, is a non-farmer, how does it affect me? I mean, I know 80% of it is food stamps and so forth, but as a non-farmer, how does it affect me?
Well, it affects you in relationship to that about 20%, which is actual agriculture interest, and farmers that are functioning under what Farm Bill has been put in place for years, and for the last 3 Farm Bills that I've been involved with, we've been trying to move away from things like direct subsidies, direct payments, and the like, and put it more on a, as close as we've been able to get thus far to a free market approach that says farmers are a necessity for this country, for its agriculture as well as its food security. We want to make sure that they not only survive but thrive. And so we've gone to crop insurance and the like to make it more possible for them to protect themselves against things that a lot of us don't have to deal with, and that's nature and the impact that it could have on them and their planting, their cultivating, their harvesting as well, the prices that go into what makes them successful or not, that deals with trade agreements and the like that we have. So that's the farm bill, 20% of it. The challenge is that the other 80%, which goes into food nutrition programs, some of which are important, others we've extended the point that it becomes another welfare system that is really hurting the fabric of our society. And so we've attempted this time in the House and passed it in the House a mandate, not simply by rule and regulation, but a mandate in law that if you receive SNAP food stamps,
right,
then if you are work capable, you have to work at least 20 hours a week. The Senate didn't see that our way, and so we had to battle back. And fortunately, we have a Secretary of Agriculture who is committed to enforcing the rule that is in place right now, requiring 20 hours of work for any able-bodied, work-capable individual who is on food stamps. And so we're delighted that Sonny Perdue is willing to do that. That will take place, but we're a little bit frustrated here in the House that we couldn't get it in law, passing in the farm bill.
I want to ask you about another rollback of regulations from the Trump administration, and that is in the waters of the USA, something that affects a lot of people in rural America, like your district, like my district, where I thought these regulations were rolled back and cleaned up and taken care of, but now I learned that only in part, and actually that the government, the federal government, still believes it could be in charge of the mud puddles on my property, very disconcerting to me. And in talking to people that I know in places like as far away as South Carolina, saying they want to build a pond on their property, but the government, the federal government, saying you're not allowed to do that because it would violate
the area of wetlands issues, and we've had a lot of frustration about that in my district. Waters of the U.S. Effectively has been rolled back that regulation by this administration. It continues to be pushed back, of course, by the Democrat Party. And our fellow colleagues in Congress. But fortunately, again, we have an administration that is willing to do what's necessary. On the issue of ponds, often that runs amok of wetland issues that aren't simply...
Here's what was suggested to me, because one of the people I talked to that wanted to build a pond, create a wetland, said they weren't allowed to because of the waters of the USA, and they would so on and so forth. The point that they made is that the rules have been withdrawn. The regulations are not there anymore, and yet... the Army Corps of Engineers and others keep telling them no, and they have the belief that these rules and these agencies are just trying to wait out the Trump administration. Even though the rules have been rolled back, they're still saying no to people in the hopes to wait out the Trump administration, basically acting as a law unto themselves. Got about 20 seconds before the break. What do you think of that?
Well, we know that happens, but in the case of waters of the U.S., that has been effectively done away with, and if your friend has concern about that. He's been told by some bureaucrat that he can't do the pond because of a wetland.
That's what they've been told, yeah. We got to leave that thought right there. That's what they've been told.
Have him get in contact with a member of Congress.
All right, fair enough. 41 after, it's Tim Walberg, a member of Congress. We'll be right back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? One in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? One in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan